And welcome to News Radio 930 WBEN for Buffalo Means Business. I am Buddy Shula. You are listening to the only local radio show in Buffalo that spotlights local businesses and services here in our Western New York area. And we're very proud of that because local business means so much. And we are going to be talking to Summit Healthcare Solutions. Darlene McClay is here with us. Phone number for Summit Healthcare Solutions, 332-6487, or you can go to MedicaidBySummit.com. First of all, welcome to the segment, Darlene. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. Thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we're going to talk today about applying for nursing home Medicaid. All right. So first of all, what service does your business provide?
Well, we represent individuals who live in nursing homes or assisted living who have spent down and are requiring an application and a benefit from New York State Medicaid. So what our organization does is we have individual case managers who get assigned to a client's case. They work the case from beginning to end. And what makes us a little unique is we do all the work for the family and for the resident of the nursing home or assisted living. So they don't really have to do anything. We collect the documents from the bank. We collect any information from other resources such as retirement accounts, life insurance, vehicle information, and so on. We file the Medicaid application. We deal with a county examiner. We stay in contact with the long-term care facility that the resident is staying at, so they know what the status is of the application. And our whole business, buddy, is surrounded around us doing the work so that the family members can really spend time with their loved one in the facilities and not have to be bothered with this burdensome task of collecting documents and delivering papers.
So, Darlene, who is the person that traditionally calls you? Is it the person in the nursing home or wanting to go in a nursing home, or is it their kids? Who makes that call?
Typically, it's the child will call because one of two things happen. Either mom ended up in the hospital and they've been told that they need to get into a nursing home and they don't have the funds, or they're required to begin the process of applying for Medicaid before a nursing home will even accept them for admission. Or we also have the family member who has been paying mom's bills and is quickly spending down and running out of money and knows that they need to apply. We charge a flat fee, buddy, and our fee is part of their spend down. So the vast majority of our clients are actually referred to us by the nursing homes and by the assisted livings. They want families to come to us. They want families to be relieved of this burden. And we've been in and around all of New York State for over 20 years now. So we have a very good relationship with the nursing homes. So that's how people either get to us where they hear us on your show. They get referred to us from a legal counselor or lawyer. They might hear from us from a tax preparer. And a lot of our clients come directly from nursing homes.
So we're here with Darlene McClay, and we're here with Summit Healthcare Solutions. This is very important. 332-6487 to contact them, 332-6487, or you can Google Medicaid by Summit, and you'll get their website. Now, representing Medicaid has got to be difficult. So how are you able to be successful in this and obtain all that required documentation, especially with COVID going on for the past 2 years?
Well, the last 2 years have actually been quite challenging for our organization and everybody in general, because having access to a bank representative or a life insurance person to get us verifications has been more challenging than in the past. But we are very tenacious. I mean, this is all we do. We represent about 1,000 cases a year. And we have been very successful for COVID. We have 100% guarantee, and that stayed clear all through COVID. We do have the relationships at clearinghouses and financial and banking institutions. We've built a very large database of contact information all across the country. We get proper authorization from the applicant that we're representing. And, you know, I tell people one of the reasons that we are so successful is because this is all we do. Medicaid representation is the only thing we do. We don't do anything else relative to long-term care. We don't do any placement. We don't do any geriatric counseling. So we strictly do the benefit of Medicaid. And when you do nothing but that, you become, you know, quite proficient at it.
So does your company differ than what an attorney would do?
Well, we do. First and foremost, we charge a flat rate. We don't charge hourly. The second thing is that, which I think is really a big difference for families to understand, is that we're just not a conduit of documents that we deliver to the Medicaid examiner. We actually collect all the documents. And that's really the most time-consuming part of the process. And many times families are left to collect all the documents, run around to the financial institutions, and then deliver the documents to their lawyer, who then reviews them and delivers them. So we are different in that way. We do some Medicaid planning. We have certified Medicaid planners on staff. We used to, if anybody came to us and they had excess resources and didn't qualify for Medicaid, we would actually turn them away because we, you know, we're not able to represent them. But now in those cases, some cases, we do have families where we'll refer internally to certified Medicaid planners. But we do all the work so that the families don't have to. And our whole business model, buddy, is so that our staff has a very personal relationship with the family. They are assigned one case manager, as I said, from beginning to end. We want families, if they have questions, if they have concerns, to be able to pick up the phone, know that they've already paid our flat rate and that we're here for them to answer any questions. If they don't want to have anything to do with the process after we get started, then that works just as well for us. We'd rather them take care of their children, take care of their parents, take care of their own life, and let us deal with this bureaucratic process so they don't have to.
We're here with Summit Healthcare Solutions. The phone number is 332-6487, 332-6487. And we're here with Darlene McClay today. So basically, you just really kind of revised or put in a sum why people shouldn't be submitting applications, you know, by themselves, trying to tackle all of this red tape. You tackle the red tape.
Well, we do. We tackle all of that. And one of the challenges that we find from families, because families will start the process, they will submit the application. I'd say probably 10% of our referrals fall into sort of this category where they just presume they would make the delivery and they sort of read the directions. And they got 5 years of bank statements from the bank, and then they drove it down and they delivered it, and they just sort of thought they were done. But what people don't realize is that Medicaid requires a lot of back and forth communication, a lot of back and forth verification of documents. You don't ever know what they're going to ask for, but not only do you have to provide it to them, they give you timeframes and deadlines, and it's difficult for families to be able to work within those deadlines because they have other lives, where our business, our case managers, our whole model is we do nothing, as I said, but this business. So when we get a request from Medicaid and they're all time barred, we're very focused to make sure that we get our documents and get all of the responses and all of the verifications so that we, in fact, get the case open. As I said, we have a 100% guarantee. If somebody qualifies for Medicaid and they engage Summit, we will get them the benefit that they're entitled to. As I said, we've been doing this for 20 years. And, you know, when families tackle this on their own, when they do end up failing, it's more often than not because their loved one is not qualified, but because they failed to provide the proper verifications or they failed to provide them on time. And then their case gets denied for basically titled failure to verify, which then becomes a huge problem because there's several months of nursing home or assisted living stay that Medicaid's not going to cover because you have to start the process all over. Mm. And that becomes a problem because families and residents don't have the money. So it's really important that it gets approved timely and it gets approved when the applicant is eligible.
Boy, this is really something to consider. if you're thinking about nursing homes and things like that for moms. Summit Healthcare Solutions can help you with all of this stuff. 332-6487. 332-6487. Does your company do any estate planning for Medicaid?
Well, we don't do any trusts. We don't do any of that work. We do not have any lawyers on staff, but we do have certified Medicaid planners. So that does, allow us to at least, at a minimum, we'll have families that have loved ones in facilities and they're spending down. We can help them understand the Medicaid process, the implications of the resources that their loved one has, what they can and cannot do as a spend down to qualify for Medicaid. So we can help them, and we do help them do what I like to refer as Medicaid planning, but we don't do estate planning. So if somebody is in the community and somebody is, looking to set up trusts or do some irrevocable work for their future and for their children and grandchildren, we do have people who come to us, but we refer them to lawyers for that kind of work.
Gotcha. Darlene, just a couple more minutes here, but are your services outside of Buffalo?
Yes, we do all of the state of New York, and we now are actually in, I think, 12 to 14 other states across the country. A lot of our growth has sort of been organic growth, where we have done work for nursing home operators and owners in the New York State area who have then purchased facilities in other states. We do work in Florida. We do work in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Mississippi. There's a whole bunch of different states. It's a kind of funny footprint, but we basically follow the operators who we do work with here. They're very comfortable knowing that we're going to get the job done. So we end up going and helping out at their facilities and representing in different states. And then from there, other facilities in that community learn about us. And so we sort of grow that way. So yes, we do work. We can do work in actually all 50 states.
One quick one. We have about a minute left. Are the rules in states different than New York?
Yes. Yes. The rules are very different. The biggest difference for the different states that we do is really the allowable resources and the allowable income. Many states have significantly less allowable resources. In the state of New York, if you're single right now in 2022, you can retain $16,800 of non-exempt resources, live in a nursing home, and still qualify for New York State Medicaid. Many, if not most all the other states, that amount is much less, some as low as $2,000. So the rules are a little different. It is both a federal state program, but we do have to the application process is different. Some states are electronic, some states are paper. So it is different, but we can do all of them.
Summit Healthcare Solutions, Darlene McClay, it is always wonderful to talk to you, and I encourage our listeners of this segment to call you because you're a good person. It's a great, great company. 332-6487. That's 332-6487. Or you could go to MedicaidBySummit.com, or if you find it easier to just Google them, I'm sure you could do that as well. Darlene, it's always great to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, buddy. It was wonderful being back.
This is Buffalo Means Business, and this is News Radio 930 WBEN.